All right, last night, two classic sitcoms, All in the Family and The Jeffersons, were revived for one night and one night only. Woody Harrelson played Archie Bunker. Marissa Tomei killed it as Edith Bunker. Loved her.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
The Jeffersons, Jamie Foxx played George Jefferson. I mean, dead on, spot on.
Yes.
He nailed it. He really nailed it. Wanda Sykes played Louise Jefferson. She was great. Your cousin, Will Ferrell, I love saying that, played Tom Willis, Carla. Kerry Washington played Helen Willis. And Marla Gibbs, what a surprise.
Yes.
Marla Gibbs was there. Yeah. What? I mean, just really, really, I loved it.
I didn't see it. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it made me miss the show. It did. It made me miss it.
It was so good.
So classic. Yeah. Very well written, Steve.
Yeah. And you know what? Some of the issues, you know, watching it, because we talked about this the other day. When you said this, Steve. Those shows were real.
Yeah.
They were talking about real issues. And watching it last night, those issues we could discuss today.
Same thing.
That they were talking about on those shows.
Like politics. Like Archie Bunker
racism.
Used the word colored. George used his famous H word, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just really good stuff, though, Steve. Really good.
And the outfits.
Yeah, and then they have the same set.
The same set.
Jennifer Hudson sang the theme song to The Jeffersons, Moving On Up.
She did it.
She did an outstanding job. Yeah,
She killed it.
It was really, really good. But those shows, they were all, I think he had like how many shows in the top 20, Norman Lear?
Everything he did was
top. All in the Family, Maude, The Jeffersons, Good Times.
Oh, he had
Sanford and Son,
yeah.
His shows was hits.
Yeah,
man.
They were. Yeah,
yes,
they were.
Steve.
Yeah,
that
they were.
That dude wrote. I met him one time, and it was really a great honor.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, really great dude. Mm-hmm. Man. Very
he
smart.
Was a- He's 90
you know, see, you can't do that anymore on television.
I was going to ask you that. Why not?
Because of political correctness. You can't do good TV anymore because of political correctness.
Right.
Because someone's feelings is always going to get hurt. Someone's offended. And we live in the worst time for a person to be offended. When they're making, what's really amazing is, in the time we live in now, everyone is so offended, but this is the most, they do the most offensive things on social media. But when you put it on television, here comes the uproar. And I think, man, because there's so much hate and lying and stuff on the internet, I just don't understand why you're not allowed to write to make good TV anymore. When you don't police nothing else in this country, you don't police the internet. You don't police Facebook ads. You don't police nothing. A hate group can get a permit to march.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
But you
Steve.
Can't
Good
do
point.
A damn sitcom and make any type of controversial statement.
Yeah.
Talk about racism on the shows.
Yeah.
You can't talk about it, but here these racists can go down here and get a damn permit and come down the sidewalk that I pay taxes on.
Right.
And to tell me that he hate me.
And it's comedians that it seems to have been affected by this political correctness.
It's crushing it.
Yeah.
It's crushing it. It's one of the reasons that I won't go back. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
I already know because look, they try to dismantle me for saying stuff that ain't that. And so you wait till I go out there and say something.
And then everybody has a camera phone and they can stuff can be taken out of context and it's risky now. It definitely is risky for your profession.
And it seems like if you do say something, they want to destroy you, crush your empire.
Yeah, there's no coming back from it.
There's no second chances.
None. That's the crazy part. Well, the nephew's off today.
He ain't supposed to be. No. Shirley, what you're not finna do, instead of being talking about he's off today, we didn't know he was off till he called in and asked us, do we think he ought to come on in?
Because he what?
He overslept.
Well, the nephew is not here. He overslept. And Junior is here, though, with the prank phone call. That's coming up right after this.